Steve Kerr joins us on Sports Byline, now the head coach of the Golden State Warriors after a fine 15-year NBA playing career in which he won 5 NBA championships, 3 with the Bulls, 2 with San Antonio. And, you know, Steve, when you were announced as the new coach, I kind of smiled a little bit. But tell me about the evaluation process that you went through that led to you taking the Golden State coaching job.
Well, it was two unbelievable opportunities, Ron. I mean, the Knicks, their brand speaks for itself. It's New York City. It's the Garden. And it's now Phil Jackson. And that's what made it so attractive to me because of my affiliation with him, my relationship, and the ability to lean on him as I start a coaching career. And that was what made that one stand out. And then for the Warriors, I mean, just look at what they've done the last 3 years. Franchise on the rise and great young roster and a new building coming. I mean, just so many things to like. And I'm from California, which is important to me to be near my family. So it was two unbelievable opportunities, and ultimately it just felt like a better fit in Golden State. You know, Rick Welts, I worked with at Phoenix. He's the team president. He played a big role. I've known some of the guys in the front office for years, and again, the idea of being close to family and being in California played into it as well. But in the end, it was just kind of going with my gut.
Did you have any hesitation about the circumstances in which you were taking over this team?
No, not at all. I've been around long enough to know that, you know, things happen in front offices, relationships change, but people learn and grow. And I know I made my share of mistakes as a general manager in Phoenix that I learned from. And I feel like there's just, you know, a lot to be excited about here, and I know the expectations will be high with the fans, but that's okay because the main thing is to have talent and to have a good young team and to be able to grow with that team and continue to get better year in and year out. That's an exciting challenge.
You, of course, prior to taking this job, was broadcasting NBA games, so you had a chance to see the Warriors as an outsider looking in at their games and at their talent. What did you see, Steve?
Well, I saw a team that plays both ends, and that's important. You don't win at the highest level in the NBA unless you play both ends of the floor. And the Warriors this year, I believe, were ranked 3rd in the NBA in defensive efficiency. They've added a lot of talent defensively. Iguodala, Bogut, Klay Thompson, Harrison Barnes is a good defender, Draymond Green. So, you know, the last few years they've really upgraded their personnel and changed their attitude. I thought Mark did a really good job of just, you know, pounding home the importance of defense and rebounding. And then you look at the skill level, a lot of shooters, a lot of passers. It's a very intriguing team that, as I said, can be very balanced offensively and defensively.
Let me ask you about the Warriors from this perspective. Today in the NBA compared to when you were playing in the NBA, what's the process, the buy-in process that players have in buying into a coach's philosophy and what he wants them to do?
Well, a lot depends on the players that you get. There are certain players that are going to just buy in because they know that's the right thing to do. And that's the number one goal, is if you can get a talented group that is high character and wants to play hard because, you know, it's the right way to go about things and play for each other. And I feel like we have that here with this group. But there's obviously a lot more that goes into it, and so for me, the challenge is to connect with these players individually. That's kind of my first goal as coach of the Warriors, is to reach out to them and ultimately, you know, take guys out to lunch, get to know them, get to know their families, and be able to connect with them on a personal basis, because that will allow me ultimately to do a better job coaching them.
Steve, because you've never been a coach before in the NBA, is it going to be important for you to find the right type, the right chemistry on your coaching staff as well? And what's the philosophy for you?
Yeah, this is going to be important the next few weeks, building the right staff. And I'm going to need some help from, you know, guys who have been there before. This is brand new to me, so to get a guy or two who has sat in my chair and been a head coach would be ideal. But each assistant that we hire, the next one will happen accordingly, because chemistry is important. You need different roles and different personalities. And so we're working on that. And, you know, I'm still finishing up my work for TNT. So it's the process is a little slower than it would be, but we'll get it right. And that's a big part of things.
You know, I got a quote here from Will Perdue, who played with you in Chicago and also at San Antonio. You probably saw it, but I thought it was pertinent. He said, "When I think about Steve Kerr, I think about a guy who adapts. He bounced around the league a little bit, but he found a home in Chicago by adapting his game. He was a guy who wasn't necessarily quick with the greatest lateral quickness, but he found a way to stay in the league by adapting. That takes a lot of physical ability, but it also takes intelligence and smarts. That's what people will see from Steve." And I love that word adaptability, because not too many people adapt their game as they get a little bit older. Not too many people adapt to another team and the style of play. Tell me where you got that adaptability from.
Well, first of all, that's just a really nice way of saying he wasn't that good, but he had to fit in with whatever team he was on. But Will was a teammate of mine in both Chicago and San Antonio, and a great guy, and I really appreciate those words from him. But, yeah, I mean, you know, for a lot of players in the league, it's just you have to adapt or you don't survive, and that's important. And I think as a coach, there's probably some truth to that as well. You have to adapt to your personnel, and you've got to be able to figure out, you know, exactly how your team is going to win and be successful. And it may be different from one year to the next, and those are all part of the challenges that come with this job.
One of the things I've known about you both as a player and as a general manager is you're very studious about things that you do, and particularly when you were the GM down with the Suns, and now you've been mentored by Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson when you were playing. When you take a look at those two coaches, what is it that they consistently do that has brought them the success that they've gotten?
Well, they communicate with their players, and they stay in touch with them constantly, and they gain their respect. And when you know the coach cares about you and cares about your family, you're just more likely to play hard for him and to believe in what he's trying to teach you. So I think the personal connection with those guys was the most important thing that they. The most important quality that they possessed. Obviously, both brilliant people and know the game, the X's and O's and all that, but it's the human connection that is most important.
Were they both very good at pushing the buttons at the right time and in the right way with their players?
Oh, yeah. They were very different at it, but they were both really good at it in their own way.
In what way were they different?
Pop was more straightforward. He'd just get in your face and yell at you and tell you what you needed to hear. Or he might not yell. He might say it softly, but he was very direct. Phil was more sort of discreet, subtle with his messaging. Sometimes he'd send you a message through the media. Sometimes he'd say something that was kind of cryptic, and you had to figure out what the hell he was talking about. But either way, he got his message across, and both coaches did. And I think in the end, all players really want to be coached. The worst thing you can do as a coach is shy away from confrontation and leave that gray area where the player has no idea where he stands. You can't do that.
We got about 90 seconds left, Steve, but one of the things that I've always found in championship teams, no matter what the sport is that the real leadership and the real direction and success even with the team, you can give them the tools, Steve. There's no doubt about that, but it really has to come that leadership out of the locker room, does it not? Do you have that in that locker room right now?
I hope so. I don't know the guys well enough to really know that, and that's what I have to figure out this summer. It sure appears like it. I mean, when you watch the team play, I mean, there's a lot of communication. There's a lot of enthusiasm on the bench. It's a team that's been together the last couple of years and has grown together. But I think each team is different. I know when I was in San Antonio, I thought Pop had to take on a much bigger leadership role than Phil Jackson did in Chicago, just because of the nature of the two rosters. Chicago, Michael was much louder and more boisterous than Duncan or Robinson. And so Phil didn't have to say as much, but Pop had to take on more of a leadership role and a voice in the locker room. So I think it's the coach's job to gauge that and react accordingly.
In about 20 seconds, is there any fear factor about any aspect of becoming a coach in the NBA, Steve?
Well, there's the fear of the unknown that always exists with, you know, every endeavor that if you're human, that's what you feel. And in some ways, that's what makes it exciting. You know, you plan, you prepare, you work at it, but, you know, there's going to be a night at the end of October where I'm sitting on that chair for the first time, and I will have never done that. And that's exciting, but it's, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking, and, you know, I'm confident that over time I'm definitely going to feel very comfortable and confident with what I do, but I'm aware that there's going to be a little period where I've got to figure it all out.
Steve, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Come back and visit with us again on Sports Byline.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Steve Kerr, the new coach of the Golden State Warriors. We continue on America's Sports Talk Show.